other executive producers. This is based on a inspired by true events that happened with a friend of one of the producers. This was the story was shared with them firsthand, and it actually transpired with their friend who shared the story. This is based on a girl's experiences and her family's experiences with taking in a young girl who had basically escaped from a cult in the 90s in Ohio. It's really kind of fascinating when you think about it. Not only was it a cult, it was apparently, you know, in some ways connected to Satanism. So Dari wrote this very, very clever, well-written book, mostly from the perspective of Jules, our main character. Dari is also the showrunner. So when the book was adapted to the TV Netflix version, you know, they made some adjustments and gave us a more fleshed out, more colored version by looking at, you know, really delving into each character's perspective on the whole experience.
That is incredible. And what would you say was the most challenging part about making this film?
I mean, you've got your usual challenges when shooting. You know, I can tell you this, the producers, the crew, the actors, for the time that I was working with them, I could tell how hard they were working. They were working long hours. You know, when we were shooting a lot of the last few episodes, they were all outside, and we were working like freezing temperatures, but with like freezing rain, which makes it even more difficult. People are wet, they're cold, the scenes take place outside. It's all, you know, it makes for challenging circumstances. But the work ethic and the drive that everyone had was really, really inspiring. And you know, I can't commend the producers enough for just working their asses off constantly on set and just really trying to make the circumstances good for the actors so that we could really tell this important story. I think everyone was so invested in telling this story and really believed in it. It's part of the reason that they, you know, they worked so very hard at it.
That's incredible. And without giving too much away, what was your favorite scene to film, and which scene are you most looking forward to everybody seeing?
Sorry, I heard the first part and kind of cut out on the second.
Oh, sorry, that's because I moved. I was just saying, what is your favorite scene that you filmed, and what scene are you most looking forward to everybody seeing?
You know, without giving anything away, some of the last two episodes are really powerful, and those episodes are focusing on Malachi. Significantly, you finally see his character a lot, and you know, there's some really powerful scenes that are shot outside, and there's going to be a sacrifice without giving away too much, and those scenes were really, really quite powerful. There's also a scene where I'm giving a sermon to all of my followers, to my community, which was really cool to do. A ton of extras, the converted barn that they turned into a church was just was incredible. I just commend you know, the art department and all the carpenters on set who just created this amazing set for us, and it's a really powerful scene. I enjoy it whenever I get to mix it up with my other actors, but you know, it'd been a while since I'd done anything that was similar where you're giving a sermon to a bunch of followers, Malachi is such a charismatic leader, and he's the situation that him and the community are in is quite dire. Things are not going well, and he has to re-inspire them and reinvigorate the followers in believing in him and his guidance and their faith.
Wow! And in what ways did you prepare for this role?
Mostly research, Sammy. That's what I always do. It's all about research. I had done my own research on cults before this, but you know, once I got the role, that I knew I needed to do even more. And it's fascinating on so many levels. I think we're all very curious about cults, but you know, I wanted to understand the common traits. Regardless of the cult and its ethos and its religion and the rhetoric that they're spreading, what are the common traits? What are the common reasons that people get involved with cults? And that's something that I really delved into by looking at many different cults around the world, listening to different podcasts, And I think one thing that's clear is, you know, today even more than ever, you know, a lot of people are feeling really disillusioned with greater society as a whole. They don't know whether to trust government. They don't know whether to trust the press. Some people are very lonely. We've got, you know, unfortunately, depression levels, mental health issues, suicide levels at their highest they've ever been, especially after the pandemic. People are feeling really vulnerable and alone and without tribe, without community, will seek out things like cults without even knowing it, because they have very clever and charismatic individuals who will go and seek out these lonely individuals to try and, you know, recruit them and bring them into the communities. And all of that's fascinating. It really shows you, you know, a lot of these cults, how persuasive and practiced they are at bringing in vulnerable individuals.
Wow, that is amazing. I cannot wait to see more of the reaction to this. And are you working on any other projects now, or is this pretty much your baby now?
This is the main project that's come out. I've got two movies coming out, one in particular called Rehab that should be released, I think, in the next 2 months. And there's also another one that I played a small but good role in. It's called Sheltering Season. And a friend of mine, two friends of mine, a beautiful power couple, Bradley Stryker and his wife, Caitlin Stryker, produced, directed, and wrote this over the pandemic, and it's real inspiration. I'm really proud of the guys and of them, and they did an amazing job, and it's, you know, it's streaming on Apple and all the streamers now. You can get access to it.
Incredible. I'm excited to see that, too, and we're going to have you back once your next project comes out in a couple of months to talk about that one as well.
Love to.
Yeah, so one thing I like asking people in interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact about myself?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes, a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, I don't know if there's anything fun about it, but I do have a really, and I used to have quite the fascination, a little bit of an obsession with furniture. I think that's something that a lot of people didn't realize about me. I appreciate a lot of mid-century and minimal, almost Scandinavian type furniture. I used to go to furniture stores in Vancouver, which there are many of, and long before I could ever afford furniture, when I was quite young and I moved to the city, I was so fascinated by just the you know, the artistic elements of it, the symmetry of it, the simplicity of it, the minimalism. I used to love that stuff. It's been a few years since I've enjoyed it, but that's something I used to geek out on all by myself and really, really enjoyed that. Didn't really share with anybody.
That is so cute. And actually, I love looking at different kinds of furniture, too. I like going into thrift shops and looking at all different kinds of old school stuff.
Yeah.
So much, man. You know what? I like that Facebook group. It's like weird and wonderful secondhand things that people find. And sometimes they have the most gorgeous furniture on there.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. And since we're on TV site too, what are you watching these days?
You know, I just finished, we just finished Outer Range with Josh Brolin.
Nice.
And, wow, that is, it's a ride. It's fantastic. That was really, really good. We got around and we finally finished the last season of Peaky Blinders, which was, I was blown away. It's so good. I'm such a fan Killian and everyone, the entire cast is so good. And and then last night we just started the new Netflix documentary about the earthquake in Nepal, which is called Aftershock, and it is edge of your seat stuff. It's incredible. I suggest people check that out.
Yeah, that one was mind-blowing. Like, oh my gosh,
it's crazy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely crazy. I love stuff like watching stuff like that, though. But still, it's like, all right, I want to sleep tonight, but I want to continue watching.
Yeah, I hear you.
Nice. I wish to follow you on social media so they can continue to follow your amazing career.
Yeah, I think my social is pretty much the same on Instagram and Twitter. I'm definitely more active on Twitter, and it's at TopMoPanicit. And there's only one of me, so you should be able to find me. There's a couple imposter accounts, but it's pretty clear which one's mine.
Beautiful. Well, it was a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to talk again soon.
Great, Sammy. Thank you. Be well.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.